This episode of The Wanderer was produced on the stolen lands of the Massachusett, Catawba, Miami, Menominee, Peoria, Potawatomi, Cheyenne, and Ute peoples. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider joining us in making a donation to the Massachusetts Center for Native American Awareness, working across Massachusetts to preserve Native American cultural traditions, to advance public knowledge and understanding that helps dispel inaccurate information about Native Americans, and directly support Massachusetts Native Americans with needs and education costs. You can make a donation at mcnss.org/donate. That's mcnss.org/donate, or at the link in the show notes. Thank you.
The Wanderer will begin after these short messages. Thank you for your support.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
The Wanderer is made possible by our generous supporters. We'd especially like to thank Marin Schroeder, Charles Gustine, Alistair Mills, Jeff Van Driesen, Kristen Tallis, and Morgan Ainsley. If you'd like to help support independent storytelling and hear your name before each episode, visit callofthewander.com/support or find the link in the show notes and join us today.
At spring's bequest, the icy fields, high on purple peaks, quench the thirsting brooks, give new life to the rivers, lakes, and falls. They roar with their rebirth. Lo, through valleys greening by their love, the snow melts springtime's serenade. I've kept you here, kept you safe. Kept your nights warm, days cool, while he wandered his way back to you. But I've kept your beauty too, kept you as much for me, dear one, to keep my nights cool and my days warm. I melt the icy fields, I relinquish the water. Drink! Be filled with life again. Make green the valleys with your love. But I will always hold this memory when you were of me and I you. And though I give you back, I do not give you up. My dear one, my Andrew, he is here. He is here for you. Call to him.
Marcus! Marcus!
And then the Wanderer stopped. Stopped right there, in front of that cave. The cave where I found you. Andrew? Andrew, is that you?
Marcus! Over here.
I am so, so sorry.
For what? You're here. That's all that matters. How did you find me?
The Wanderers and the forest.
I knew she would bring you to me. She's taken such good care of me. Done everything she could.
And I knew she would do that. I made a deal with her and I've been wandering for so long to find you.
And now you have.
And now I have. Oh, Andrew, are you hurt? What can I do? How can I help?
Marcus, you've been here barely a minute. I am hurt, but that can wait. Just hold me. That's enough right now. How long has it been? You look as though you've aged 10 years.
I feel it.
But still just as beautiful as the last time I saw you.
And you look as if you haven't aged a day. I was rather hoping you had kept track. There were so many times in the forest when I'd wake up and then suddenly it was night again. Like time had passed without me. I didn't know how many hours or even days had gone by. So much time were the only thing I could focus on, could hold on to, was finding you.
Nights blending into nights, days blending into days. I think I've been through something of the same. I tried going out and looking for you a few times, but with my leg...
Please let me look at it.
Oh, all right. It'll be fine. I've been doing everything I can, trying to think of what you'd tell me to do.
It's definitely broken, but it is on the mend. You did good. Let's see what I can do. I'm sorry, I don't have more to give. I had to fix my own leg, and there was a hurt bore. How does that feel?
Much better. We should be able to...
No. The magic only helps the healing along. You still need to rest, and I need to rest. This cave seems like a nice spot. Could you stay here a few days more?
That's probably wise. There's a stream that runs along the side of the hill about 30 paces off. It's a pretty convenient spot to be held up.
Okay. I'll go out, get some water, find some food.
No. Stay. Please don't leave. Not yet. Just be here with me.
Of course. Of course.
Dear, would you sing me a song?
What would you like to hear?
Sing me our song. Sing me to lay to lie.
Of course. Carry on through the day. Carry on through the night. Carry on by my love. Carry on by starlight. You are safe. You are loved. You have made it through, too late to lie, carry on. Carry on through the sadness, carry on through the grief, carry on by my love, carry on by belief that you are safe, you are loved, you will make it through. Too late to lie, carry on, carry on through the day, carry on through the night, carry on by my love, carry on by starlight, you are safe, you are loved, you have made it through. Too late to lie, carry on. Too late to lie, carry on.
There are stories oft told of men from days of old who wandered to find their way through nights brisk and cold, through hills, valleys, and fold, in search of what is good and what is true. They wandered, they wandered, they wandered for love. Journey's end, loved ones torn now will mend. Oh, my wonder, I'm so proud of you. And your voice is cool and bland, and your mind's homeward wend. Oh, my wonder, I'm so proud of you. For you wandered, you wandered, you wandered through the dark. Hardships and struggles will renew, but with love and hope at hand, you will travel across these lands, and your life will find a place to bloom anew. Go and wander, go and wander, go and wander for a love that is true. Go and wander.
The voice of Andrew is Adam Kudisha. The voice of the forest is Jeanette Berry. The voice of the wanderer is T.H. Ponders. The Wanderer is written and sound designed by T.H. Ponders. Dialogue editing by Neil Johnson. Produced by Jordan Stillman. Show art and design is by V. Silverman. Additional art by Olivia Lee. Transcripts and full credits for each episode are available at callofthewander.com. Ad sales and marketing support by Fable and Folly. Our special thanks goes out to Sean Howard, Russ Moore, Christina Orlando, Bob Raymunda, Alexander Danner, Jeff Van Driesen, and Esther Ellis. We couldn't have made Season 1 of The Wanderer without the generous support of each and every one of our listeners, but especially Maren Schroeder, Charles Gustine, Jeff Van Driesen, Kristen Tallis, Morgan Ainsley, James Oliva, and Haley Casey. If you'd like to help us get the ball rolling towards Season 2, head on over to callofthewander.com
/support. We're excited to bring you more of The Wanderer, Andrew, The Forest, and so many other characters, but we need your help. Again, that's calledthewander.com/support. While we're working on Season 2, we'll be recommending some incredible shows and sharing some bonus episodes by some of our favorite creators here on the feed. So stay tuned, stay safe, and thank you for wandering with us.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Edgar said to the interviewer he was convinced that the thing out there wasn't a vault.
Yeah, I know what he thought.
Dr. Eggers didn't think it was designed to keep things out.
I know what he thought.
It was designed to keep something in.
Do you even understand the difficulty trying to keep a base like Fathom at the bottom of the ocean from killing everyone in it on a daily basis?
Oh my God.
Everyone hold on to something. I think whatever is on the other side of that door out there, it's not friendly. I think it's trying to get out. That, my friend, is a dire combination.
That's a bad sign.
Get out of the door!
It's spreading like some kind of technological contagion. We can either stop it here or watch the world burn.
Fathom, the first season of Derelict. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Or learn more at DerelictPodcast.com.